Pastor Hudson Subi, all the way from Uganda. And it's pretty cool that Patty and John Shader are hosting him, but they have been their feet on the ground several times to be alongside of Pastor Hudson's ministry. So Patty's going to come up and introduce Pastor Hudson. Can you welcome Patty as she welcomes Pastor Subi?
It is wonderful to be back here with you all again. And I know that you have a treat this morning and that we are going to welcome Hudson Subi again. How many of you were here last year when he came? Okay, so quite a few of you, and you know, and so he needs no introduction to you, but to the ones that weren't here last year, I'm going to briefly give you some interesting information about him so you know a little bit more before he starts. So his name is Hudson Subi, and he is a pastor currently serving in Uganda in a place called Lugazi, and that is the place where We on Missions have been two times. He was saved in June of 1988 out of a witchcraft family, and he gave that testimony last time. It's an amazing story, and it's actually that small village that was currently brought out of witchcraft that we were able to go and minister to the last time that we were there, and getting good reports of the people that were saved while we were there, continuing in the faith and growing in their faith there, so we're excited about that. He is the senior pastor of the Lugazi Church. He's planted now 24 churches from that Lugazi church, and he is an overseer of 285 churches over the last 10 years in that country. He also 15 years ago founded the Faith Children's Home because, as you remember, he had anointing on his life of a father, and the Lord called him to start this Faith Children's Home for the orphans that were in the congregation from the AIDS epidemic that went through there. And so they're still doing the Faith Children's Home, and we were also able to visit there, of course, the children and interact with them, and we sponsor a child from there, and also our son Jonathan does, so the child that my son sponsors calls me grandmom, and my child calls me mom, so I have a daughter and a granddaughter there at Faith Home, so that's wonderful. And then 6 years ago, they founded the Faith Junior School on the same site because the school fees are so expensive to pay for all of the children. And here they had all these children, so they needed income to help pay for the children and for the children's school fees. So the calling of starting a Christian school there, and we're happy to report it's half built. It's not completely built yet, but there's over 300 or so children going to school there now. And so that's a lovely thing as well. And then also he speaks on the radio once a week that reaches about 13 million people on his radio program that he speaks in Uganda. He's been married to Mercy for 18 years, and he has 5 biological children. So welcome, Hudson Subi.
Well, good morning. And thank you so much for being here this morning. And thank you so much, Pastor Tim and Pastor Shell. Is that the pronunciation? Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you so much, the leadership of this church. Thank you so much, Patty and John Shader. Thank you so much, all of you, for loving me and for loving the work that God is doing in Uganda through our time and through this season when we can still have a breath to serve Him. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing. Last year I came here, and February of this year, you were able to support Pat and John Shader with the team that came to Uganda. And this church gave so generously. I remember you gave to the repair of the children's school van, school bus, that had been broken down, and by the time when the team got there, they were able to use the same transport. And it also, that bus saves children from a kind of child abduction and child sacrifice. That's why we transport them back and forth. So thank you so much. Also, you've given generously to whatever the Lord is doing in our country, and what the Lord is doing through Faith Children's Home. And just as of now, 23 children have graduated from Faith Children's Home. Pat and John Shed have seen many of them. Actually, our site engineers for the building you see, which is halfway built, the site engineers are our children we picked from the street, and now they are civil engineers, so they are the ones now who are managing that. Francis, Dale, and we also have an architectural engineer. So it's just amazing. Thank you so much for having me back again. Pat said a thumbs up. Thank you so much. Little did I know that the Lord was just connecting me to a family here. And for the last many, many years, over 10 years, I think, they really take good care of me. I don't starve when I'm around here. So I go back in good shape. Thank you so much. You can clap for them. They do such wonderful work. And God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Well, the introduction is already done. And pray with me that next year when I come, I can come with my dear wife, Marcy, that you are able to see her. Wonderful lady. So I believe next year we shall come along with her. And you'll be able to see, and she will be able to see you, to see what kind of people that are heroes behind whatever God is doing. So let us bow down our heads. We're gonna pray, and I want you to tighten your seat belts, because we are about to fly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you so much for this wonderful time. I thank you so much for your presence. I thank you so much for your spirit. I thank you for the power in your precious blood. And I thank you so much for the power in your precious word. I thank you so much for the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you so much for the power in your name, Jesus. I pray that, Father, this morning that you speak to us. And I pray that you bring hope to where there has been no hope. And I pray that, Father, you create create joy where there's been no joy. And I pray that your kingdom will come, your will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. And at the end of the service, you alone be glorified and be exalted. Use me, Father, as just your mouthpiece to be able to pass over what you have for your people. Father, be glorified and be exalted. In Jesus' name, and everyone say amen.
Amen.
Now you can lift up your hand. I just want you in a few words to welcome the Holy Spirit to saturate this place. You can just lift up your hand and welcome the Holy Spirit. Let him just cover this place. Let him speak to you. Let him minister to you. Let him touch you. Let him bless you. Let him heal you. Let him touch. Let him revive you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. You're welcome. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Come, reign and rule in Jesus' name. We thank you. Welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome your Father in heaven. Welcome your glory and your power. Welcome your anointing, your miracles, your signs and wonders. And Father, we thank you because you are here today. Where two or three are gathered, Father, you are here in our midst. We thank you and we give you all the praise. Come on, give him a hand of praise and just give him a hand of praise and praise him. Just praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Now, let me... I'll preach today. You know, sometimes I teach it. Sometimes I preach what they teach. Amen. So I'm going to preach today. That's why I said, tighten your seat belt. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Am I pronouncing it well?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Okay. You know, I speak English. Those British people colonized us so well, and they taught us English. So I speak the British English, and for you people, you are very wise.
You speak the American English, amen? So that was good. Yes, was good. Ezekiel 37 says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord, O God, you know.'" Verse number 4. "Again he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.'" Verse number 7. You can follow the story. "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a rattling, and suddenly a rustling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army." Now, verse number 11, you can all underline that one. The Bible says, "Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we are ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord." Amen. Now, that has been a very long chapter to read. I believe, I know it has taken much of my time, but I'm going to preach. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. So when we look through our text this morning, we see God raising up a man by the name Ezekiel to a generation that had been called to be holy, but because of the challenges in life, it had gone to pagan worship and also to idolatry and to different kind of sin. And because of that, they found themselves in exile. So they were exiled. And so that's why the Lord raises up a man by the name called Prophet Ezekiel. In the vision, he shows him a vision. He takes him in the valley of dry bones. And in the vision, the Lord speaks to him. He asks him a question: can these bones live again? In the vision, Ezekiel says, you God alone, you know that this can happen. And so God told him to prophesy, and prophesy the first time, and the second time, and the third time. And the Bible says, after that, the Lord explained the meaning of the vision to Ezekiel. He tells him, the dry bones you saw are the children of Israel. They are the children that are called. I called them. I redeemed them. They are mine. And yet they have wandered away. They have gone to pagan worship. They have gone to idolatry. They have gone to all kind of sin. But tell them that there is still hope. When a tree is cut down, it can sprout again. Amen? Amen? Amen. So God raises up this man, Prophet Ezekiel, and he stands up and speaks to a generation to restore this generation back to their God, back to their Father. It does not matter many times what we go through in life. The enemy comes and tries to take us away from our Father. But no matter how far we've gone, there is hope. We can still come back to Him in that relationship with Him. We can still come back to Him and we can still fellowship with Him. We can still enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise. God promises them, you know, they had not only gone to idol worship or pagan worship or different kind of sin, but also their hearts had been so stoned and hardened that they could no longer hear what their Father would talk to them. So God promises them to give them a new spirit, to give them a new hope, to give them a new future, to give them a destiny, to restore them back. This morning, I don't know how your life is or my life. Sometimes as we go through this world, we go through times that look like dry bones. We go through times of trials, times of challenges, times of problems. And you know one thing I know, also times of storms. One thing I know is that challenges, storms, problems, they come uninvited. You cannot invite them. You wake up in the morning, they're on your table. You wake up in the morning, they're in your bedroom. You wake up in the morning, they're in your kitchen. You wake up in the morning, they are in your car. You wake up in the morning, you're driving with them on the road. They come uninvited. But in the midst of all this, there is hope. In the midst of all this, there is hope. The dry bones can live again. There is hope. The sicknesses can be healed again. There is hope. It does not matter how much you've suffered. There is hope.
Amen.
There is hope.
Amen.
There is hope.
Amen.
There is hope. It does not matter how much you've suffered. Dry bones can live again.
Amen.
Dry bones can live again. Why? Because God is able. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works inside of us, dry bones can live again. Why can they live again? Because God is able. God is able to save. God is able to restore. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. God is able to bless. God is able to open a door where seems to be no door. God is able to revive. God is able to resurrect, because the Bible says in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and I'm the life. Whether you're dead, God can raise you up. Whether you are sick, God can heal you. Whether your business is dead, God can resurrect it. Whether your children have gone away from the Lord, God can bring them back. Whether your marriage is in shaking, God can heal it, because God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond and above. Someone shout hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah. God
is able to save. God is able to make you laugh. He's able to make you clap for him. He's able to make you jump. He's able to heal your sickness. He's able to heal your pain. He's able to make you laugh. He's able to change your life, to change your business. He's able. Someone shout hallelujah. The question tomorrow, this morning, amidst the challenge you're going through, your Father in heaven is asking you, can the dry bones live again? Can that cancer be healed? It's not in your effort and power to heal the cancer, but the one who is the King of Kings is the one that is asking you, can your cancer be healed? God wants the answer. Ezekiel, when he was shown the valley of dry bones, God asks him, son of man, can those bones live again? Remember, he was moved out to the valley by the Spirit of God. That means, however much you are anointed, you can find a day when you are in the valley of dry bones. Because Ezekiel, the Bible says, he was moved out by the Holy Spirit upon him. Even when you are anointed, you can have times of dry bones, yes. Even when you are a singer in church, yes. Even when you are a pastor, yes. I've had times of dry bones where God is asking me, can those dry bones live again? And I've been so wise every time I say, God alone, you know. You have the answer. Because God does not only give you a process, but he gives you a solution. So God is the solution to our challenges. As I said, challenges are uninvited guests. Dry bones, challenges are uninvited guests. You don't wake up in the morning and write an invitation letter to a challenge. You say, Mr. Challenge, I'm writing, inviting you to come and visit me. It's impossible. But whether you invite them or not, they come uninvited. But when they come uninvited, you must know there is a God who is able to save you out of them all. There is a God who is able to change everything. There is a God who is able to heal, able to save, able to redeem, able to sanctify, able to change, able to bless, able to anoint, able to... Come on, give him praise. Give him praise, shout hallelujah. Child of God, is there someone here who is going through a problem like dry bones? You feel your hope is gone. You feel you cut off. You feel you've been abandoned. You feel you've been left aside. You feel you've been thrown away. I remember coming to 30 years ago, after I received Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, I went through a valley of dry bones. When I went back home and informed my own parents, I told them I received Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. And they looked at me. My dad told me, a dog gives birth to a puppy. See, that it was meaning him who was not born again could not give birth to me who was born again. And he told me, have your way out of this home. As I was still there waiting, he got in on the ground and picked a big stone, threw at me, it fell on the other side. My late grandmother also picked a stone, threw, and then it fell the other side. I ran for myself when I was age 16, and from that time,
But even before I was thrown out, at that night I remember, I had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord gave me the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 10. And when I woke up in the morning, I read the scripture, and it was saying, your mother and father may abandon you, but I will take good care of you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now 30 years ago. The Lord has been able to save me. The Lord has been able to keep me. He's been able to heal me. He's been able to help me. He's been able he's been able, even though I went through the valley of dry bones, the Lord was with me. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. I think of this, it was David. David in Psalms 23, he says, though I shall walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then he says, come what may, I shall be in the house of the Lord forever. Someone shout hallelujah. Someone shout hallelujah. Our hope is coming back today because God is able. Whatever you are going through, God is able to heal you. If you come sick, God is able to heal you. God is not weak. God is not weak. God can never follow sick. God is almighty. God is powerful. God is able. God is supreme in authority. God is able. Someone shout hallelujah. God is bigger than your problem. Sometimes we go through challenges of dry bones and our hope seems like wasting away. The Bible says, though our outward man seems like wasting away, yet inwardly we are renewed day by day. Someone shout hallelujah. The Lord will renew your strength today. In the midst of dry bones, don't ever forget, God is still your miracle worker. God is still your deliverer. God is still your the one who can resurrect you. Amidst all dryness, amidst all dead circumstances in life, they can come back to life because God is able. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Another thing that you have to remember, when you are going through the valley of dry bones, you know, David went through the valley of the shadow of death. Okay? Then he said, I'll fear no evil. Because your rod and your staff comforts me. In the valley of dry bones, one thing you have to know, that God is with you. Secondly, that God is able to fight for you. Number three, that God thinks about you and how he's gonna get you out of there. Hello? Another thing is, you must always know, God has a plan for you to get you out of there. And you must know that God is always with you. In the midst of dry bones, when God gives you a question, can the dry bones live again? Even if you are in the dream, just dream saying, yes, Lord, you know. And the Lord will come and take care of that. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
God is the solution
amen.
To our coming back to life. Sometimes spiritually, we become dry. Spiritually, we become dead. Sometimes we cease to read the Bible. We cease to come for fellowships. We only appear when we appear when we appear when. Oh, sometimes, you know, I've been a pastor for a long time. I know how church fills up on Sunday. And in the midweek service, you wonder where people have gone.
Yes.
Others, okay, others are doing jobs. But others are watching TV. Sometimes I feel bad in my heart. Sometimes I've prayed and fasted, and God has given me a fiery message. I get to church, just a few people. On Sunday, oh, it's like a wedding day.
Yeah, right.
Everyone comes and fills up. Do you know that God commands us not to give up the habit of meeting together and fellowshipping?
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Our God is not just a God of Sunday, it's a God of Monday, God of Tuesday, God of Wednesday, God of Thursday, God of Friday, it's a God of Saturday, and it's a God of Sunday.
Amen.
I don't expect a big amen there. Amen?
Amen?
Even if I was seated there, I would not say big amen. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, dry bones can live again today. Our lives can be activated again. Our faith and relationship to Him can be renewed again. Revival can take place in our lives. Revival can take place in our prayer lives. Revival can take place in the way we read our Bibles. The revival can take place in the way we preach. Revival can take place in the way we love our children. The revival can take place in the way we love our wives and the wives love their husband. There can be revival. Oh, someone say then. Where are the dry bones dried up? Are they dry in your marriage? Are they dry in your business? Are they dry in your reading the Bible? Are they dry in your coming to church? Do you come once in a month? Dry bones can live again. Revival can come back to us again. We can follow back into that love with our God again. Someone say amen.
Amen.
In the midst of dry bones, don't ever forget, God is able. When you go through the valley of dry bones, the valley of the shadow of death, as I said, challenges, storms, dry bones, challenges, problems, they come uninvited. But when they come uninvited, oh my God, don't make noise to the challenges. Call upon Him.
Yes.
Who is the master over the storm?
Yes.
Oh, somebody say amen.
Yes.
Sometimes we are, sometimes as married people, when there are challenges, we talk so much about the challenge. Someone says, I'm tired of my husband. I'm tired. Don't say I'm tired. You'll get tired forever. In the midst of challenges and dry bones, we must know God is able to bring or to call those bones to come alive. To come alive. Your children will serve the Lord again. Your family shall be blessed. Your business shall be blessed. Your income shall increase. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Your family shall be blessed. Your household shall be blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Your finances shall be blessed. Your children shall be blessed. Your husband shall be blessed. Your wife shall be blessed. Oh, someone, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. Give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. I want to encourage you with these few scriptures before I sit down. Amen. Then we are going to pray for people right after. If you feel there is any challenge in your life, 2 days ago was Thursday. Yes, Thursday. I was speaking in a home group in Albany. There was a man by the name Norm. He had spent over 15 years with a back pain. He would not bend to hear, and the Lord healed him. Since Thursday, he's calling me almost every day, very happy and praising his soul, praising God. So God can heal you today. I believe in miracles. I've seen them happen. I've seen the blind eyes open. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen cancer. I've seen AIDS be healed. I've seen goiters, two ladies with goiters. I've seen the goiters disappear. God is able. He's alive. He's able. In the valley of dry bones, the dry bones can live again. Someone say amen. All will be. All dry bones will live again. Why? Because Psalms 34 verse 17, the Bible says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their trouble. So God will deliver you, as I said before. Verse 19 says, the righteous man may have many troubles. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The righteous man may have many troubles, including me.
Yes.
I may have many troubles, but the promise is God will deliver you and me out of them all. Isn't that a great promise? My brother John just went through surgery 2 days ago, I think, or three, whatever. But a righteous man may have many afflictions, but he's seated here today. He's a testimony. The Lord delivers him out of them all. He was even able to drive 2 days after surgery. He was able to drive to here. A righteous man may have many troubles. When they say righteous man, they also say a righteous woman. May have many troubles, but the Lord will what? See him out of them all. Father, I thank you because all the troubles, you're gonna see them through out of them all. And I shall come out as a testimony. I shall come out and glorify you. I shall come out of the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the furnace of fire. They were very righteous. Yet the Lord allowed them to be thrown into the fire. God was watching. God was concerned. God was thinking about them. God was able to deliver them. But he wanted to glorify himself. What happened? He waited for them to be thrown into the furnace. Another thing is, God did not quench the fire. God had all the power. Just raise up his hand and the fire just boom. He left the fire burning. He allowed King Nebuchadnezzar to stab the furnace 7 times. And a consuming fire. Jesus, when these three Hebrew men were thrown in there, they met him in the fire. Oh my God. They met him in the fire. And then King Nebuchadnezzar looks into the furnace. He says, what have we done today, friends? We threw only three people there. What's happening? Then King Nebuchadnezzar says, I see number 4. And he looks like the Son of God. We are in trouble. Let me tell you something. The devil is going to be in trouble because of you. Because God is on your side. Because God, in the midst of dry bones, is with you. And therefore the devil is going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. The Lord is with you. And because God is with you, the devil is in trouble.
Amen.
Can these bones live again?
Yes,
they can. I want you to get out of this place saying, yes, I can make it. Yes, I can prosper. Yes, I can succeed. Yes, I can go to the other side. Yes, my children are better. Yes, my family is doing okay. Yes, my marriage is doing better. Yes, my husband is getting okay. Yes, my wife is getting okay. Yes, my country is getting better. Yes, 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 yes. Yes! You get that? Yes! Your children are getting better. And they will serve the Lord. This country is getting better. In the valley of dry bones, God is asking the church a question. Can this country live again? Yes! It can live again. Psalms 30 verse number 5 says, weeping men, you are out for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I pray that today your joy will come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that dry bones will come back to life, will come to life again. I pray that you shall laugh again. I pray that you shall rejoice again. I pray that your business shall be better again. I pray that God will help you again. God will strengthen you again. God will heal you in the name of Jesus. Someone shout hallelujah. Bible says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. No challenge. The devil is sent to you that's going to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, God will condemn in judgment. In Isaiah 54 verse 17. Luke 1:37, the Bible says, for with God, all things are possible. All dry bones can come back to life. Not with me, but with him. All things are possible. All things are possible. Dry bones can come alive again and become a great army. Your children can become a great army. You can become a great army. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not man that he should lie, or son of man that he should change his mind. Does he promise that he's going to make you alive and not do it? He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Some of you are going to testify the coming Sunday. Others, you are going to testify right after we pray for you. Because God is able and is here. Luke 10:18-19 says, behold, I give unto you power and authority,
yes,
to tread over serpents and scorpions, to break all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. The dry bones will come alive again. We shall rejoice again. We shall clap again. We shall go to church again. We shall rejoice again. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Someone say amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is your challenge today? What is that that is dead? What is that that is dead? Is it family? Are they your children? Sometimes we have a cry in us when we come to church and our children don't love the Lord. That means they are like dry bones. They can come alive. God can change our children. One thing I tell people is that you have no power to change an individual, but it's only God that can change. Because it's God that created. Because he was able to create, he's able to change. You cannot change your husband. But you know when he becomes mad, go and report him to the one who gave him to you. When he becomes mad on you, go and kneel where he's not watching you. You go in the closet somewhere there and say, Dad in heaven, you gave me this husband, but he's mad on me. Could you mind, would you take care? And God will take care. You will see him come and say, honey, forgive me. Forgive me. I will not do it again. You are my queen. Bible says, battles are not ours. The battles are the Lord's. It's God who fights the battle. Stop fighting your battles. Hand over your battles to God. Yes. Stop fighting your battles. When you fight your battles, you will become nervous very fast. You will weaken very fast. You will become old very fast. Because you can't fight them. But if you want to rejoice in the Lord, hand over to him every dryness of bone. Wherever you say dry bone, you say, God, take care. Take care of my children. Take care of my business. Take care of my country. Take care of my life. Take care of my prayer life. Take care of this business. Take care. And you know God can take care. I want just to close with a prayer and then we're going to pray for people. I'll be here. Pray for whoever. In Uganda church, preaching lasts like for 4 hours. So I can be here whether it's 4 hours, I'll pray for everyone after others have gone. In Uganda, church is not in a rush. The time I've just preached, that is introduction. But they told me in America, you speak for a long time, people start moving out one by one. And whoever moves out doesn't come back. I saw someone move out and is not yet back yet, so I think I have to get to stop here. I have to stop here. Can dry bones live again?
Yes.
Oh my God. What a great inspiration word today. All our challenges, the Lord is gonna take care of them. Because God is able. He's able to save. He's able to bless you. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to resurrect. He's able to fight for you. He's able to encourage you. He's able to heal you. There's nothing that he cannot do. What is impossible before doctors is only God who can work on it. When doctors write you off and say, you are HIV positive, you have AIDS, you're gonna die, Jesus comes in and takes over. And he heals you. We have many people, including in our church, that God has healed from AIDS. Gone to various testing centers, powerful centers, and others go there and they just, because of the joy, they just fall down and cry. Because of what God can do. All dry bones can live again. Just lift up your hand. I want to pray this prayer and then after that, I'll hand over the microphone to pass and then we can have the people in the front here. We are going to pray with you, going to anoint you. Bible says, is there anyone sick amongst you? Let him call upon the elders of the church to anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith of those elders of the church will heal them. Bible says in Mark 16, we shall lay our hands upon the sick and the sick shall recover. I don't know how many multitudes I've laid my hand to. But you know what? Me, I will just do what the world tells me. And I'm going to lay my hand on as many as those who come to say, lay a hand on me. One time I prayed for over 1,000 people. And to a time when I got tired and I sat on the table like this, but I was just doing this. But I said, I will lay my hand until you are over. Because God commands me to lay my hand. And who heals him?
Yes.
And many testimonies were there on that day. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hand and I want to pray for your prayer. Holy Spirit, you're welcome today. You're welcome. Lift up your hand and just welcome the Holy Spirit to minister to you right now. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome. Shendeli korobo shantali korobo di bibi kanta yare di kontorobo shande. Makarebo siti di kanta yorobo shinke di bibi kanta yare korobo sanfa di bibi kantorobo. Shendeli korobo sanfa di bibi. The Holy Spirit can touch you and take away that pain right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I command every dry bone to live again. I command every sickness to be broken. I command every pain to live. I command every disease to die. I command every joint to come back to life. I command every body, every part of someone's body, I command it to be healed right now. Holy Spirit, I pray that you do your work in Jesus' name. Move right now. Holy Spirit, move. Move right now. Touch your people. Touch your people. Encourage them. Just lift up your hand and begin to worship the name of Jesus. As some of you that need a personal prayer, you can just be moving in the front here. And then we shall have pastor give us a worshiping song. We want to minister to each one of you. Others, you can still be, I will hand over the microphone to the pastor. Then after he does what he's supposed to, then we can go forward and we are here to love you, to pray for you and to minister to you. Thank you so much and God bless you.